Latter-day Saint Voices for August 2016. Self-reliance takes many forms. With the Lord's help, we develop in body, mind, and spirit, and help others do the same. The following five stories show how members have been blessed by becoming more self-reliant. Emergency preparedness, earthquakes, and demijohns. When I was 9 months old, my parents, a young couple with three children and pregnant with another, were caught in a magnitude 7.5 earthquake in Argentina. As our house began to fall down, my father and mother grabbed us and ran. After checking to see that we were okay, they looked around at the devastation. My father quickly assessed the damages and losses and realized that we would have no clean water from the public network. There wasn't even enough water to wash off the dust from the crumbling houses. When the shock wore off, my father grabbed his bicycle and went to check on his mother, who lived a few blocks away. When he arrived at his mother's destroyed house, he walked around back where she was sitting with only a few scratches. My grandmother asked my father to save some things from the debris, and while he was doing so, he found two demijohns, glass containers in which 5 to 15 gallons, 20 to 60 liters, of wine were sold. Filled with fresh drinking water, they were undamaged. A few months before the earthquake, President Spencer W. Kimball had instructed the saints throughout the world to store food and water. My grandmother, a recent convert, had listened. From those two demijohns, we were able to supply our family's needs for a couple of days until emergency assistance arrived. This example of my grandmother's obedience was a testimony to my father, who later converted to the gospel. Our family has since been sealed in the temple. I am so grateful for my grandmother's faith and obedience to the call to be prepared. Ricardo Sosa, Santa Lucia, Argentina.
Physical health, weight loss, and the word of wisdom. In my mid-60s, it was getting harder for me to get around. I weighed almost 300 pounds, 136 kilograms. I had low energy and stamina and even obtained a handicap parking permit so that I could park as close to stores as possible. I decided it was time to lose weight. I turned to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, and prayed to Heavenly Father, "Help me to understand what this is really telling me." Over time, each verse, each word took on new meaning. Even though I don't drink alcohol, tea, or coffee, and I don't smoke, I hadn't really absorbed the overall message. I knew the word of wisdom was a health code, but I had never before thought of it as a way of life. For the first time, I truly felt that I could change my lifestyle. I set a realistic goal of losing 50 pounds, 23 kilograms, in 50 weeks. I kept track of my calories and nutrients. I researched the health benefits of everything I ate. As I ate healthier foods, I felt satisfied. I had no cravings. My body seemed to know what it needed. Unhealthy food I used to enjoy lost its appeal. I quit eating sugar. Over time, I quit counting calories and ate plant-based foods, as the Word of Wisdom says. That which yieldeth fruit, whether in the ground or above the ground. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, Verse 16. I met my goal and more. In just over 23 months, I had lost over half my body weight. That's 12 dress sizes smaller. I have now maintained that weight for over 3 years. I feel healthy. I no longer have blood sugar spikes when I'm hungry, and I can't remember the last time I had a headache. I don't have to take medications. While losing weight has contributed to my overall feeling of well-being, my new lifestyle does also. Controlling the things I eat is part of overcoming the natural man. See Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. In turn, it tweaks my spiritual discernment, allowing me to receive the promise that I shall find wisdom and great treasures of knowledge, even hidden treasures. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 89, Verse 19. Giving up fast food for wisdom is a good trade-off. I am most grateful to a loving Heavenly Father who heard my simple plea and gave me insight into the Word of Wisdom. I know the Word of Wisdom is revelation. I know it can change lives. Carol E. Wolf, Utah, USA.
Employment. A lot of faith, a little furniture. When my wife and I married, I was unemployed. We had very little furniture, but we had a lot of love and a lot of faith. When I finally got a job, it required me to work Sunday afternoons. I had promised the Lord that I wouldn't work on His day, but I was still responsible for providing for my family. Even so, the promise I'd made didn't leave my mind. My answer came the next Sunday while singing "Welcome, Welcome Sabbath Morning" and realizing the importance of the Sabbath day. After learning that negotiating a new schedule wouldn't be an option, I quit my job. We went on with life, believing that the Lord would take care of us. My wife worked to support us, and we had our first daughter, Saria. Meanwhile, I took a course in electronic mechanics, utilizing the Perpetual Education Fund. Still, no job came. My wife had to return to work 3 months after Saria was born, but Saria missed her desperately. We prayed to know what to do and decided to have her leave work. It seemed imprudent, but we felt it was what we were supposed to do. We had 4 months of unemployment insurance for me to find some work, and at a providential time, I obtained some temporary employment. When our second daughter, Amanda, was born, I finally obtained a technical apprenticeship, but things remained difficult. We still had little furniture and no stable work. I took the professional self-sufficiency course offered by the church twice. I did my best, although the little I earned hardly covered our basic necessities. 15 months after I started my apprenticeship, I got my current job. I am now a technician in electrical energy measurement at a large shopping center. I work Monday through Friday, which I consider to be a miracle in this industry. All my other colleagues work Sundays and holidays. We have a health plan and furniture. I know that the Lord and the Perpetual Education Fund got me here. I know that if we do our part, the Lord will always do His, and we will be able to remain self-sufficient. Lenine Santiago Duarte Nazareno, Salvador, Bahia, Brazil.
Finances: oatmeal, bread, and rice and beans. My husband's graduate school had been expensive, so we looked forward to a job that would help us pay off our debts. We were offered several positions, but felt best about a professorship in Hawaii. However, when our contract arrived, the salary was lower than we had discussed. We were informed that there was a new policy and negotiation was not an option. We had felt sure about the new job, so we signed the contract anyway. We loved Hawaii. My husband loved his job, and we were blessed as a family. Things seemed to be going well with our student debt payments until the credit card company informed us that our new interest rate would be 14% instead of our current 3%. We argued that we always made our payments on time, and that had paid down a lot of the debt already, but the company was adamant. First, we did some creative financing, transferring our balance to different credit cards with short-term 0% interest rates. Then we started cutting costs. We drastically reduced our food, clothing, and diapers budget for our 7-person family. We lived on our food storage. Every morning we ate oatmeal. Every afternoon we ate homemade bread. And every evening we ate rice and beans. There were no luxuries such as butter, fresh milk, or juice. After we paid tithing and basic expenses, all of our income went to paying off our credit cards. 6 months later, we had paid off 90% of our debt. The Lord had multiplied our income in miraculous ways. We were able to quickly pay off the remaining debt, and we are very thankful. My daughter still complains about when she had to eat oatmeal every morning. But I know that by paying our tithing and obeying the prophet, we were blessed financially and temporally. The author's name is withheld and lives in Hawaii, USA.
Food storage, canned cheese, and mortgage rates. When I got married, I began to diligently store food. My husband and I wanted to accumulate a large supply, but we couldn't afford to buy it all at once, so we decided we would buy something extra every week. We looked for special offers on the things we bought regularly, especially canned foods. I loved looking in my cupboard to see my little pile of canned and dried foodstuffs gradually growing bigger. Once, we made the mistake of buying canned cheese, which was revolting, but my husband steeled himself and ate a can each week until it was gone. After we had a decent amount of food storage, we began to eat from it, resolving to replace each item eaten with two more items. Soon, our cupboard became quite full, so we bought storage items for our dogs and cats. We also began to store herbs and spices, vacuum-packed wheat, water and soft drinks, and anything we used daily that wasn't food, like soap, deodorant, and detergent. Then we bought a house, and just before we signed on the dotted line, mortgage rates increased drastically. We had to live on our food storage for almost a year to avoid losing our home. Food storage is just a part of general housekeeping now. We use it and are blessed by it every day. I am so grateful that we listen to the inspired counsel from the Lord's prophets, because it means that now I can look around in gratitude at my warm and cozy home. Yvonne Aston, Channel Islands, United Kingdom.
On the path to greater self-reliance, are you becoming more self-reliant each day? Rate yourself on these statements to get an idea of where you are on the journey to self-reliance. This evaluation is not a comprehensive list of guidelines. As you and your family prayerfully study this topic and counsel together, the Spirit can prompt you to know how to improve. After completing the self-evaluation, consider setting some goals in the areas where you had lower scores. Preparedness. 1. I have cash set aside to use in case of an emergency. 2. I keep my home stocked with emergency supplies, such as blankets, candles, flashlights. 3. I keep important documents in a secure place, and my family and I know where to access them. 4. I regularly buy and store extra food and water. 5. I use the food storage I have and replace it with new food so it doesn't expire. Physical health. 1. I make an effort to exercise regularly. 2. I eat healthy foods and drink enough water every day. 3. I live the word of wisdom and encourage others to do so as well. 4. I avoid becoming addicted to harmful substances. 5. I get adequate sleep and avoid oversleeping. Finances. 1. I seek ways to save money by reducing unnecessary expenses. 2. I regularly put money aside in a savings or investment account. 3. I avoid unnecessary debt. 4. I pay an honest tithe and donate a generous fast offering. 5. I take care of my possessions so they last longer. Education. 1. I seek formal and informal opportunities to learn. 2. When seeking to gain more education, I look for resources such as scholarships or the Perpetual Education Fund. 3. I welcome exposure to views and opinions that are different from mine. 4. I seek the Spirit to help me discern truth and retain what I learn. 5. I include daily gospel study as part of my education. Employment. 1. I make efforts to improve my work skills and productivity through seminars and work-sponsored classes. 2. I work well with others and they trust me. 3. Before job searching, I seek feedback on my resume and my interviewing skills. 4. I am prayerful and positive while searching for work. 5. I look for opportunities to make new contacts with potential to lead to employment. Response key: 1. Never. 2. Sometimes. 3. Often. 4. Almost always. 5. Always.
End of the section, LDS Voices for August 2016. Read by Natalie Moore, Van Farnworth, Wes Nelson, Kate Strongen, Shauna Thompson, and David Shaw.